This is a presentation from Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Previously on Robots of the Company, a lot of strange stuff happened, but we're not going to tell you about it. If you didn't tune in last season, that's your own tough noogies. Now, on with the program.
Hey, that's the audience. Oh boy, now you've gone and done it.
You've broken down the fourth wall. That's my job.
Yeah.
I got it.
Welcome back. This week's episode, Don't Eat the Pudding.
We join our story already in progress.
Help me. Help me. Can anybody hear me? I'm stuck underneath some heavy object.
Oh, for goodness sake. Won't someone help Popsicle out of his predicament?
I'm zippity-doo. What seems to be the problem, Zimtron?
There was an explosion, and my goodness, it was loud. I think we're all dead.
We're not dead, but somebody's gonna be if you guys don't help me.
I'm just not that strong.
Oh, great. I'm gonna be stuck under here forever. You know what? From now on, everybody gets burnt toast.
Oh, my head. What happened? Did we get canceled or something?
They tried, but seems we're back by popular demand. But I think we've lost some crew members to recasting.
At least somebody's thinking of me.
I tried to help, but this big black box is too heavy.
Phew! Thanks. I never thought I'd get out of there.
What is that black box for, anyway?
Hey! What's going on?
What the heck? A talking box?
Hey, big black box thing. Need anything cleaned?
I am the product of very advanced programming.
You got a name?
I am known as Excelsior.
Now I've seen it all. A technologically advanced box. What were you programmed to do? Sit gracefully in the corner and look nice?
No. I was created to be the greatest battle computer in the known universe. And for your insults, I will destroy you.
Oh yeah. How exactly are you going to do that, big boy? By insulting me to death?
I mean it. You will bow before the might of Excelsior. You will rue the day you insulted me, little man. I will melt you down into gravy.
I saw McCandle. He was sucked out the hole in the ship. He's toast.
Hey! Only one guy around here can make toast references, and that's me, sister. Thank you very much.
Oh, no. Not McCanto.
I'm sorry, Briscoe, my boy. There, there. Not to worry. I have some nice gunk down my drain for you to clean out. I know that will cheer you up.
Oh, yeah. I'm zippity-doo to clean for you, Zimtron.
His bereavement didn't last long.
Today in Robot News with your robotic news anchor, Fizz Gizzet. Hello, I'm Fizz Gizzet. Today in Robot News, a new study reports that bots can now live twice as long as before. So, multiply forever by two, and you'll know just how long you'll live. In other news, the company reports the loss of its Titan One cruiser today to a freak accident. Despite recently getting grounded for being useless, the company decided to relaunch the fledgling freighter on its 5-year mission to explore strange new depths of humor. This just in, seems the Titan One has collided with something in space. Perhaps a plot twist. Stay tuned. No film at 11.
It's huge! Guess we know what killed the crew. What is that?
What is this mysterious thing that has Pooch and Chinwipe terrified beyond all reason?
Will we ever truly find out what killed the crew of the Titan One?
What happened to Squeak and the other bots?
Have they really been recast?
Why has a PG-13 program suddenly become G-rated? And one other thing.
What's the deal with the dueling expositrons?
Tune in next time to find out all this and more. Well, maybe.
Wait a minute. Who said that?
I don't know, but it's getting awfully crowded in my head.
Well, maybe everyone should tune in next time to find out.
Don't be crazy. No one's going to tune in next time to find out anything. Who listens to this crap anyway?
Yes, I'm right. Let's just roll the ending credits and get out of here. I really hate this job.
Let me tell me about it. This just sucks.
You have been listening to the second season premiere of Robots of the Company, episode number 201, Eat the Pudding, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, with brilliantly beautiful new credits. Yes, this is the old episodes that you know, but with brand new credits. Anyway, it starred, in order of appearance, Joe Thomas as Pudge, Jim Barber as Expositron 1, Ellie Hirschman as Expositron 2, Daryl Looney as Popsicle, Jeff Niles as Zimtron, Kyle Bors as Briscoe, Kay Wu as Chinwipe, Ted Gray as Excelsior, and Jonathan Patrick Russell as Fizz Gizzet and Expositron 3. The title theme was written and composed by Daryl Looney. The incidental music was provided by FirstCom. The associate producer was Kay Wu. The post-production editor, script editor, executive producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. The series Robots of the Company was created by Jonathan Patrick Russell, and the copyright is held by Dream Realm Enterprises. All rights reserved. Any rebroadcast or reproduction of this program without the express written permission of Dream Realm Enterprises is strictly prohibited. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com. For more information, please email us at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. A few robots may have been frightened during the making of this audiogram, but as far as we know, there was no lasting psychological effect. Thank you for your patience. Be sure to join us next time as our revisit of old credits with new credits continues with the next episode in the second season, which is inexplicably entitled The Bionic Robot. As always, this is the Creditor, begging you, despite how terrible that I'm reading the credits these days, to please stay tuned.
Copyright 2011, Dreamwheel Enterprises, all rights reserved.